Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for the Buckhead Business Radio Show.
All right, it's that time of the week again for Buckhead Business Radio X. Rich Casanova here alongside Ryan McPherson. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well, Rich. Good morning to you.
Is it Red Hawk? That's your
Ryan
radio.
Red Hawk McPherson.
Okay,
that's
yeah,
right.
You know that's your favorite.
Most of my friends call me Red Hawk, but here on the Business Radio X, we are Ryan McPherson.
So, all right.
But you're right. It's that time again, Tuesday, 10 a.m. We do this show each week where we feature business leaders in and around the Buckhead community doing good things for businesses and people out there today. But it's not our only show that we do here in the studio.
Yeah, so we before we get to our first guest, talk to us about some of our shows and upcoming shows we have happening.
Well, we seem to keep adding more and more shows week after week, so that's a good thing for here in the studio. So we all started with the Buckhead Business Radio Show. This morning, Tuesday mornings at 8 a.m., we feature Atlanta legal experts.
And boy, it was a great show this morning, right?
I think we had a rock star guest on this morning, didn't we?
Yeah, I think so, and that was?
Attorney General Sam Olin, State of Georgia Attorney General. And he was here promoting the Food Frenzy, which is a fundraising campaign for donating food for underage and impoverished children.
Yep.
So that we can
during the summertime when they're out of school.
Right, and we also have Simply Buckhead Radio, which is on Tuesdays after this show, which is hosted by Joanne Hayes, publisher and founder of Simply Buckhead Magazine. Alongside that, we have Pro Advocate Radio, which is helping kids and families resolve conflicts in the state of Georgia, really doing good things from a nonprofit perspective. And just this past Saturday, Rich, you had another episode of...
Yeah, it was Kids Business Radio.
How about that?
Yeah. Well, it sounds kind of crazy, but we've had a couple of kids actually have got deals on ABC Shark Tank.
Oh, wow.
And as new entrepreneurs in the studio and had interviews with them. And I always tell them the best thing I had was a paper route going at that age. I thought I was like... the fast zone.
Right. And behind every successful kid is even more determined mother and father, right?
Because they're here with big fans taking
very
photos.
Very motivated.
And then you host the show Georgia Business Radio.
Every Friday, 11 a.m., Georgia Business Radio. We are featuring businesses from Atlanta to Savannah and back again. If you're doing business in the state of Georgia, we want you in studio to tell your story so we can feature you and all the good work you're doing across the state of Georgia. So we love Georgia Business Radio.
All right.
And our newest show, which is Franchise Business Radio, hosted by
Pam Curie.
That's
she
right.
She hosts that show. That's Wednesdays at 10, and that's a great show. It's everybody in the franchise space. Mm-hmm. If you're playing in that sandbox, you definitely want to tune in and possibly be a guest on Franchise Business Radio.
And we'll leave our listeners with this, is stay tuned for more new shows. We've got some in the hopper ready to kind of go to launch here, so stay tuned for that. You know, you can keep tuning in week to week to find out more information about some upcoming broadcasts.
And finally, we don't want to keep our guests in the studio waiting too long, but one last thing. You're like the road warrior as well, so you've been doing a remote broadcast?
I have been working for the corporate side of Business Radio X, doing some on-site remote broadcasts for both trade show and conference room setups. I've been to Washington, D.C., Las Vegas over the last couple of weeks, really living large out there on the road.
What table did you win? What was the best table in Vegas? What's your line?
Well, I sat down at the blackjack table. I sat down at the craps table, but the only table I was successful at was the buffet table. So I don't think I'll be visiting.
Laugh when you see I'm still laughing at that joke.
And the other one was, you know, I played the slot machine, I played the Keno machine, but the only machine that kept paying me was the ATM machine.
Exactly. That eventually runs out, though, too.
It does, right. You know, so but,
yeah, that was for Oracle, I think, right?
The Oracle User Group Conference. Lots of attendees out there, huge showroom floor, beautiful Mandalay Bay, and some great interviews that we conducted.
And who was
there.
The client in D.C. that you guys worked with?
That was
for?
Training Pros, which, you know, is doing Learning Insights Radio. So featuring them and some of the good work
at
they're doing.
At their conferences and things,
Yes, sir. That was always good there.
All right. Well, that's a wrap up for what's going on in-house here for Buckhead Business Radio X and beyond. And so for today's show, we have a great guest. Very intrigued by this idea and the company. And we even were chatting beforehand, trying to wrap my head around. They have a lot of spinning plates going on here. So, and welcome to the studio. Our guest is Pete, right? Francone.
Francone.
Yep,
exactly.
All right. I was so worried about whether it was Peter or Pete that I, all right. And, we were chatting beforehand and you're, originally from up north.
Yes, that's correct. I'm originally from Philadelphia.
Okay. How long down here in Atlanta? Your wife brought you down here, you were saying? Or?
Yes. So right out of college, I moved down here for 2 years and was doing consulting work, but then moved up to New York for about 5 years where I joined a startup and then moved back to Atlanta about 3 years ago. So I knew what I was getting into coming back here.
And all right.
The ultimate goal was to come back to Atlanta to be closer to family at the end of the day.
And so. What was your major in college and where did you go to school?
So I went to University of North Carolina in Chapel Hill and my degree was in economics.
Okay, so yeah, you're about the money and you're about the making it and earning it, I bet. So that's good. And so you are now regional director for General Assembly since August 2014.
Mm-hmm.
As you mentioned, General Assembly is a global network of campuses for individuals seeking opportunity and education in technology, business, and design. How long have you had the Atlanta campus?
So we launched here in Atlanta in September, in the falls when we first launched courses. We had four courses that we kicked off with. Our web development, we did a digital marketing, we did a front end, and then shortly thereafter we did user experience design. Mm-hmm. So quickly launched. We're in Pont City Market, kind of in between Midtown and downtown.
Very hip location.
Very cool location. We're very excited to see all the incredible growth in that area overall and are excited to be in Old Fourth Ward.
And not only here in Atlanta, but you guys have offices and campuses around the world. Tell us about some of these other locations. I've seen it in some exotic locations as well.
Yes, it is. So Atlanta is actually one of 14 different locations worldwide. We've got here, nine here in the U.S., and then five actually that are international. So we kind of started on and covered both of the coasts, East Coast, West Coast. But then internationally, we've got London, Hong Kong, Melbourne, Sydney. And then we just recently opened a Singapore office, which
That's
is
great.
Just getting off the ground. So it's pretty incredible because when you graduate, you don't just graduate from one particular institution. You're a part of a whole global network. And mm-hmm. so when it comes to, you know, hiring opportunities, you really can plug into any of the major campuses where we have support. So if you take a course here in Atlanta and you want to become a web developer, but eventually you want to relocate to mm-hmm. Seattle or San Francisco or Chicago, we just plug you into our existing hiring network there.
And one day come in Cartersville.
It's a good question. Yeah,
somewhere on the map.
Let's
backtrack just for a second. So that kind of obviously we can spend the most of the interview talking about your work with the General Assembly. But tell us about Bright Whistle, and mm-hmm. I want to hear about AirWatch and Tasting Table.
Yeah, absolutely.
In any certain order, yeah.
Yeah, so after living here in Atlanta, I kind of got the startup bug and decided to relocate to New York City, where I joined as the third employee of this company called Tasting Table, which was a media startup. So we were kind of in the same portfolio group as Daily Candy and Thrillist, mm-hmm. some other very successful daily emails, and we're backed by the Pilot Group, who was founded by, you know, Bob Pittman, who was at, you know, AOL, Time Warner, had done some other great things, and right now is the CEO of Clear Channel. So he was an investor mm-hmm. in that company, and it was incredible just to see it grow and worked with a very incredible CEO there to really help set and establish the framework and the groundwork for what it looks like to grow a company truly from nothing to, mm-hmm. you know, very quickly in 3 to 4 years, we were, you know, doubling our revenue every single year for those first, you know, couple of years,
wow.
getting very quickly into the, you know, 7-8 figure numbers of revenue. And then, you know, going forward after that,
sold out your stock options then and then?
Well, no, I'm still vested. You know, it's still a very successful company, yeah. still going very strong today.
Nice.
But just seeing truly what it takes in terms of infrastructure to build a company from nothing and processes and organization and kind of assigning roles and responsibilities and setting those key metrics so that everyone's aware of, you know, what they're truly able to own. And so, you know, take a lot from that experience to my job today.
And then you moved on to AirWatch.
Yes.
You spent some time there.
Yeah. So I moved back to Atlanta and then found a great job at AirWatch, which is mobile device management.
Huge success story here for Atlanta.
Huge success.
Right?
Yeah. $1 billion exit there, being bought by VMware and really incredible technology. You really got a great opportunity to take a peek under the hood and see what's possible when it comes to the devices that we're all walking around with in our pockets, the iPhones, the Androids, and what technology there is to manage them remotely. And so I was specifically focused on the education sector and was, you know, selling into schools in Canada. So, you know, they were rolling out different fleets of iPads and talking through the education technology that you could roll out. So as the second grade class left the classroom and the eighth grade class came in, you know, based on, you know, these different time cycles, you could just remove all of the apps apps and then push down the eighth grade apps so that the people that are picking up these devices are truly only seeing what's most applicable to them at the end of the day.
And at what point in the growth process were you involved? Was it early on? Were you there when they just exploded, or had they already kind of established an...
They were growing at an incredible clip. Yeah, right. I mean, they were growing at about, 100 new employees a month by the time that I had joined on.
That's insane.
So it was, pretty phenomenal at that point. So I was nowhere near as early on in that company.
Right,
I wish I had more stock options.
So then finally with Brightwhistle.
Yeah. So then
what's their story?
Yeah. So shortly after, joining AirWatch, I was kind of connected with and was networking with one of the co-founders there, Chad Mallory. And so they're two Georgia Tech students that came together. One had some prior experience starting a startup. The other came from the venture capital world. And so it's a local Atlanta startup that has a great success story as well. So their core technology is around helping hospitals better connect with patients that need their services.
And they were acquired for $20 million
yes.
by Influence Health, yeah.
Yep, approximately $20 million, according to what some of the articles have said. And so, it's been incredible growth. Out for them, I came in as around the 10th or 12th employee and helped grow the company there and the revenue and manage more of the operations side. So
it seems either success is following you, or you're just timing is unbelievable on your part. And now fast forward to the General Assembly.
Right, which brings you here today. And then how did you make that transition? What brought you to General Assembly?
Yeah, so that's a great story because actually I was in New York as General Assembly was just getting started. And so I was working at Tasting Table, was in the startup scene, and knew that somewhere down the road I wanted to potentially start my own startup. And as a result, needed to bolster my own, technical acumen at the end of the day. So watched General Assembly grow quickly. And so our origins actually start as a co-working space. Mm-hmm. So we had a lot of, some of the fastest growing companies in New York City in the space. But then there was this natural, progression of just education that came about from a developer sitting next to a marketing person saying, hey, can you help me with, my Google AdWords campaign? And then the marketing person would say, hey, can you help me, get my website functioning properly? Right. This form's broken. And so, as a result, they started initially with these small bootcamp style courses. And so I took kind of a predecessor to the part-time courses that we offer now. And it was like a 6-week long bootcamp that was CSS, HTML, and WordPress. Mm-hmm. And so I took that course. And so I'm actually, I guess you could say I'm a General Assembly graduate at the end of the day. And so it was just incredible because during that first class, I just, sat there, took out my laptop, I downloaded a text editor, and we just started writing code. And we started writing some basics of, HTML. And, the knowledge gap between me having no idea how the internet worked, and then at the end of that first class saying, oh, it's cool, it's just a bunch of numbers and symbols and tags at the end of the day, and I understand how they're interpolated into, what's visually displayed on the screen.
Right.
And so you understand how the internet works. That's the one guy I've met so far.
Okay.
Yeah.
I understand a very small piece of it. But I guess that's kind of how I got my start. And then so I'm working here in Atlanta, and my wife forwards me this press release explaining that General Assembly is coming to Ponce City Market. And I'm like, oh, cool, Ponce City Market. Couldn't be in a better location for them to come to. And then, two, need to figure out some way to get involved. So I reached out to my connections in New York City and was able to get introduced to one of the co-founders, and then actually started by teaching a workshop, just an intro to sales, how to get from, 0 to 10 million, kind of taking a lot of my experience growing, Tasting Table in the very early days. And so again, from there, had the discussion about, the regional director position, what it entailed, see if it was a great mutual fit. And at the end, it really was, and couldn't be more excited about having the opportunity that I have today and working with the team here in Atlanta.
So you personally understand the importance of education and how it's a continue process. You don't just stop after college. You don't just stop when you get into your full-time gig, whatever it may be, that you continually have to cross-train on many different platforms and educate yourself so you can be more marketable to the employers. And how do you find that, these employers, what skills do you find that they're looking for these days, and how does General Assembly, leverage that for their students?
Yeah, no, I think that's a really great question.
Thought so myself, Richard.
I'll put that in your file. Okay. Yeah, I appreciate it.
So I think at the end of the day, everyone's always learning. You know, when you change jobs, when you move from one to the next, you're always learning new systems. So, you know, being very agile in your ability to just kind of roll up your sleeves and dive into something is a very different approach. Because I think it's very interesting if you take a look at, you know, higher ed at the end of the day, all the information is very much spoon-fed to you. You know, it's like, here's a great textbook. We're going to try to make it as simple as possible. Yeah. We're going to have a lecture explain all this to you. You know, your first day on the job oftentimes, well, especially in the startup scene, and I guess maybe that's why I gravitate more towards the startup scene, you know, they throw you into the fire. And they're like, cool. They throw you into the deep end. They say, sink or swim. Mm-hmm. And so you got to figure it out. And mm-hmm. I think that's, I guess, how maybe I have been able to learn best, because I just understand everything inside and out, forward, backwards, left to right. And so at General Assembly, you know, some of the biggest needs and desires that we're seeing here today is obviously when it comes to the tech talent. So first and foremost, there's a dire need for developers, you know, all across the board. With everything moving to some kind of web or mobile-based application, you know, there's this kind of funny idea that at the end of the day, somewhere in the near future, you're going to be doing one of two things, a person that's writing the code or the person that's inputting the data into the code at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. And so that, you know, is a very extreme view of the situation, but you know, I can definitely see some, you know, interesting insights there.
So ever forward in your learning. If not, you're sinking, and you're not valuable to that employer or potential employer. So make sure you're continuing your education, and General Assembly provides that education and for you. Do you find that other schools in this space are focusing on teaching that code? And is that all you do over there? What are some of the other key points that you do teach?
Yeah, absolutely. So I guess when it comes to, you know, who else is doing what General Assembly is doing, there's no true competitor on a one-to-one, you know, comparison. All that we offer. So General Assembly definitely offers a much broader breadth mm-hmm. Of courses at the end of the day. Certainly we have people that, you know, focus exclusively on code, and we've got very regional players. So we have people that have just a single instance in a single location in New York mm-hmm. or just a single location in San Francisco. We do come across some regional players at the end of the day, and you know, maybe the Southeast or the Northeast a little bit, that focus exclusively on code and teaching, you know, programming skills. But General Assembly has a much broader breadth. So we teach user experience design, and we teach product management. We just launched a sales and business development course, digital marketing. And some of these we offer in both a full-time capacity and a part-time capacity, which is also something that differentiates us. Most of the other of the people that we come across only teach it on a full-time capacity. Yeah. And so that excludes a large portion of the market that isn't really willing and ready to quit their jobs, but still want to learn and to, you know, acquire new skills.
Right. And I'm just looking at some of the classes offered at the Atlanta campus. It's not just a weekend thing. You have classes every day of the week, how to measure your social media ROI, introduction to mobile design, how to get hired at an agency. So you guys are really educating someone who's looking for a job, as well as somebody who may be in a job already and trying to advance their career.
Yes, certainly. So there's three different ways you can really get involved, which is great, because each varies both in terms of their financial and time commitment as well, but then also it's a direct correlation to what you get at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. So for full-time people that are coming to us Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, for 10 to 12 weeks at the end, we're prepping them for an entire new career at the end of the day. For the part-time courses, their evening or weekend, you know, typically on the evenings, it's either 6:30 to 9:30, 7 mm-hmm. to 9 on a Monday, Wednesday, or Tuesday, Thursday, or we double down on Saturdays and go from, you know, 10 to 3 or 10 to 5 for, again, around 8 to 12 weeks. But some of the courses that you just read are actually mm-hmm. What we call the workshops and the events. And so that's kind of like the lightest weight, where it's just a single instance and all the information is taught in that, you know, 2 to 3 hour class or that, you know, day-long boot camp. So it's really great because there's oftentimes a class for, you know, almost anyone. So to that point, students are anywhere from 18 all the way up to 66 years old. Mm-hmm. The average is 30, and about, you know, I think 80% of our students are 25 to 35. Mm-hmm. So again, they're those people in that, you know, career stage where they're still trying to figure things out, figure out who they are, what they want from their career ambitions, mm-hmm. And how they get to the next level, or if it means getting off the current track that they're on and getting on a new track with those full-time courses.
Just kind of curious, I don't know if it's a fair question, pricing. I mean, how do you determine that, or what are there flat fees, or each course stands on its own?
Yeah. So it's course by course. For the full-time courses, you know, the prices range anywhere from $9,500 to $11,500. You know, there are financing options available. We've worked with, you know, three different partners that we have, you know, walked through the process to make sure it's a great user experience for the prospective students. For the part-time courses, it's anywhere from $2,700 all the way up to $4,600. Mm-hmm. And, okay. and that will vary depending on the technicality of the course and the length of it as well.
Sure, yeah. Now, what percentage of your business roughly would be individuals just seeking to further themselves or up to speed on what they're already currently doing, as opposed to corporate, you know, on-site work, or a corporate client hires you to do, and we were talking about this before the show. It's kind of a multiple question here, or several questions going on, but on the breakdown, if you would, kind of the ballpark percentages. But then on the other end, I want to delve into, obviously, we're business radio. Talk about the corporate application here. Of you have some pretty impressive clients on your client list, but how do they find you, contract you, and what are the services you provide, you know, on site or obviously online?
Yeah.
And how does that break down?
Yeah. So
that was about seven questions.
Yeah,
there.
No, absolutely.
Good job, Rich.
Yeah. I'll be talking for the next 30 minutes or so.
Good. I'm going to go get some more coffee.
Yeah. All right. See you in a little. Yeah. Bathroom break. Yeah.
We used to do music radio out in California. We'd play Earth Reasons by Earth, Wind & Fire is a 9-minute song.
Right.
Because if you're overnight on your own, you needed to take a break, right? And that was the go-to song. So long as we don't play Reasons, you're doing a great job. Yeah.
Good. Awesome. So I'm speaking, you know, in the past and in that previous question with the ways you can get involved exclusively about the B2C side of the business, which is direct consumer education. You know, that being said, General Assembly has a very fast growing B2B arm, or what we call the enterprise business. Okay. You know, they're working with the large Fortune 500 companies to deliver on-site blended learning opportunities. So part of the learning is actually delivered to them in their actual physical space, but then there's also a very fast-growing online component to that as well. And so, you know, we have a team here that's actively working to build very custom programs based on what their needs are. So to start with, it's more of like an exploratory discussion about where are you seeing needs, where are you seeing potential challenges. You know, that being said, there are certainly some large, you know, overlapping areas. One of the fastest growing kind of modules that we're seeing is this essentials of digital marketing, right? So, you know, with the, you know, advent of, you know, Google AdWords and Facebook and Twitter and all these other online tools, when it comes to cookies, when it comes to, you know, understand the ins and the outs of the information that you're able to acquire about your prospective customers. You know, most of the students coming out of college today, the 22, 23 year olds at agencies, understand this stuff inside and out because they're living and they're breathing in it. But I think a lot of the senior managers, right, the directors, the VPs, the C-level, you know, understand it at the periphery. And so this offers a little bit more hands-on opportunity to get up to speed. And so the great part is really about the online module. The way that we've set it up is so that each of the videos is about 15 to 19 minutes. So, you know, say a meeting ends a little bit early, you've got a little bit of time before the next one, you can just pop into a module, you'll kind of go through the 15-minute, you know, lecture. And then at the end, there's kind of, you know, some quizzes to make sure that you're comprehending all of the material at the end of the day. And so I think there's I think 30 to 40 different videos that we've, you know, created as a compilation as part of this Essentials of Digital Marketing. So that will be paired also with a very tailored on-site training curriculum, mm-hmm, where we have these, you know, subject matter experts that, right, will actually come in and do the training. People that might have worked at Coke, for example, talking about branding and things like that. We've got some great clients from that perspective. American Express, Staples, Condé Nast. It's been a really great group that we've been able to work with, GE.
So fair to say maybe 75% B2C, 20-25% B2B?
Well, our origins...
I'm not trying to pin you down. I'm just trying to wrap my head around,
sure,
like, where you spend your the time. Obviously, Atlanta is a new campus, but overall for Georgia's... I was going to say Georgia Assembly, which is another question, but it's the General Assembly.
Yeah, so I think... our origins being on the B2C right. side, starting originally as a co-working space. That's, you know, where our bread and butter is. The enterprise is really fast growing, so it's very quickly catching up to, you know, what we're doing on the consumer on campus side, which is really interesting. Because again, if you think about, you know, education, what we're offering, it breaks down into four different quadrants. You know, you've got two different arms. You've got direct to consumer, and then you've got B2B. But then it also breaks down into the hybrid of online and actual physically in a space, or what we call on campus. And so we're trying to figure out what the right mix is. The biggest piece of the puzzle right now is definitely the on campus direct to consumer. But mm-hmm. we're seeing the kind of blended, because the education model for businesses is a little bit more naturally blended. It just it makes it a little bit easier to fit within their schedules.
This is going to back up for a second to the name General Assembly. Does the U.S. or State General Assembly have any challenges with you guys, or how did that come about? The name, what's the idea behind the name?
Yeah, no, that's funny. Actually, Atlanta Magazine did an article, and they have this whole versus section on one of their pages, and one of the articles that they did was General Assembly versus General Assembly,
yeah.
the Georgia Event General Assembly right. versus, you know, General Assembly that I work for at right. the end of the day. And it was right. kind of a fun little piece.
Yeah.
So with that being said, the idea and the name really came about because the co-founders, again, in New York City, really didn't see a tech hub where people could come together and really foster the community.
Right.
And so that's where the idea of the General Assembly came together yeah. with this, you know, tech focus at the end of the day.
And so we're talking with Pete Franconi from General Assembly. Make sure you follow them on Twitter, at GA. What a great Twitter handle, by the way.
I was going to mention that. I can't believe they got that.
How much
did you guys pay for that one?
I think we just got in there quickly.
Yeah, early, yeah. early
at
on.
At GA. Wow.
Right? Or you can find them on their website, ga.co,
mm-hmm.
right? Also follow them on Facebook, so make sure you check that out. I like to touch on the high-tech side of your classrooms. You mentioned mm-hmm. that when you first walked in. What is some of that technology that you're incorporating to make learning fun or make it engaging for the students over there?
Yeah, absolutely. So again, we're in Pond City Market. We've got six different classrooms there that are just, you know, incredible. We've spec'd them out to the nines. All of the classrooms, wherever there's a wall, it's dry erase from floor to ceiling at the end of the day. So this allows a lot more creativity. The desks themselves are dry erase, so you can be sketching notes on them. We've got chalkboard walls in there as well, so you can, you know, pick up a piece of chalk.
Well, that's
kind of
low tech, if you ask me. I mean, it's innovative and creative, but you're not. I was thinking high tech, like digital screens.
No, they
and,
have
you know,
projectors and all that stuff.
Yeah, right. Yeah, but that's cool. I like that.
Yeah, no. So it's definitely interesting because there's, you know, some very low tech, but then also high tech ways to work through problems, and some, you know, people very much appreciate the tactile senses.
Exactly.
We do have, you know, the projectors hooked up to the Apple TVs, right. so that people yeah. can connect to them wirelessly, and it's a seamless process at the end of the day. Yeah. So we definitely are savvy from that perspective as well. But yeah, we know
how many fax machines y'all have over there.
Yeah, we just have one big one.
Yeah,
so, yeah.
Talk about a class size, students. Yeah. What's the average or what's the maximum that you allow over there?
Yeah, so typically the classes are anywhere from 20 to 25 students at the end of the day. You know, here in Atlanta, we're a new market, so we're still growing. So we're in the high teens. We just had a web development full time course graduate with 16 students in it. We had a digital marketing course that had 18 students in it. You know, the goal is, you know, that 20 to 25 range. That being said, one of the things that General Assembly is really important on is the student to instructor ratio.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I think that also is what separates us from some of our colleagues that are in the space as well.
We'll talk about that. The instructors, where do you find them? Who are they? And what do they bring to the table?
Yeah. So, you know, our instructors are some of our biggest assets at the end of the day because they're in front of all of, you know, the students. For the full-time courses, it's actually interesting. It's about 50% split between contract workers and then full-time salaried people that work for General Assembly.
Okay.
You know, they run through a typical hiring process. So typically we'll have people teach as a contract instructor first before we end up hiring them on. But these people are all practitioners at the end of the day. So, mm-hmm. you know, right now for our, you know, full-time web development course, we've got two instructors. One has a PhD actually from Georgia Tech. Pretty smart dude. He's been in the web programming world for about 20 plus years. Mm-hmm. So he just brings an incredible wealth of knowledge to the course at the end of the day. And then the other instructor was actually someone that took the course at General Assembly in the LA office. Was such a great student that we said we need to hire this person. He taught the course out there twice. And then He's taught the course two times here in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. And we just had the third instance of the course start on Monday.
Yes. Nice.
So
full time instructors, you know, some part time instructors as well, you know, over there. But say I'm a complete beginner of a student. I know nothing about coding. I know nothing about mobile platform devices. Is this still something for me? Is this somewhere I can come in on day one and not feel overwhelmed?
Yeah, absolutely. So all the courses are taught from a beginner's perspective. So we don't discriminate from that perspective. You don't have to have some certain level of experience. That being said, we do want to make sure that you've got some mental aptitude and some grit at the end of the day, right? Because again, especially for the full-time courses, the goal is that we are going to help you find a job, and so we've got some pretty incredible numbers. With that respect. So we've got 90% placement within 90 days. Globally here in Atlanta, we've had one cohort graduate where we've had enough time to find all of them jobs. And so we actually were able to get 100% within 90 days. The most recent cohort that just graduated just 2 weeks ago tonight is actually having what we call a meet and greet. So again, tonight, 6:30 to 9:30, casual drop in, you can come and you can take a look at, some of the projects that the students have built. So again, everything that we do, all of our courses are hands-on. Mm-hmm. So what you'll be able to take a look at tonight are some of the projects that the students created either individually or in groups, throughout the 12 weeks. And it's actually pretty incredible. You can actually go to gallery.ga.co and you can take a look at all of the projects that all students, have posted to the board. So again, you can go and you can select digital marketing, or you can select user experience design, and you can see again a true understanding of if I take this course, what am I going to be able to do at the end of the day?
And what do you get besides just a classroom experience? Do you get training aids that you can carry with you going forward to your employer? I mean, what other deals do you get?
Yeah, so being a part of General Assembly is a big network effect, right? So once you graduate from the courses, there's a lot that it opens up at the end of the day. So we'll have alumni groups where you can get together. Every Friday we do a happy hour for current students and alumni, so you can come.
Served at this happy hour?
What's that?
Beverages served at this happy hour?
Well, it's not a happy hour. That puts a happy in the hour. Yeah,
exactly. It does. But but more specifically, do you get a manual that you can carry with you, a training book, or access to online reading so you can continue developing your skills?
Sure. Yeah. So all the materials that you are shared during class are all yours to keep in perpetuity. And so again, it's kind of funny and interesting because again, I took the CSS, HTML, WordPress. Right. I still have those materials, saved into Google Drive today so that I can reference them when I, have issues and I'm kind of playing around on the side. So, those kinds of materials are really beneficial. But, the great part about what we're building is community at the end of the day. So again, when you're coming back to campus for different workshops, you can also, right at your doorstep will be a ton of different meetup groups. So we've got like the Adobe User Meetup group. Our current students have started an Angular, which is a framework within JavaScript meetup group that's incredibly popular these days. And so the idea is that they're going to try to treat it like a law review where they're going to hand it down from one class to the next and keep it running and active.
Do you actually get a certificate too that you can carry with you to your potential employer? And do they recognize that certificate and the value and the weight that it holds?
Yes. So General Assembly is actually licensed here in the state of Georgia. So we're actually able to give certificates that you graduated with from the part-time course in front-end web development or digital marketing or user experience design. I think we're growing more and more our credibility when it comes to the potential hiring companies. Mm-hmm. I think that being said, the whole model that we're working towards is this alternative education model where truly, the projects and the work that you do speak for itself, right? Obviously there's some very elite institutions out there, the Ivy Leagues and people like that. The whole idea of General Assembly is you're able to, get very hard skills in a very short period of time for a fraction of the cost that you would there.
Question a little outside the box, so you can pass or play on this one. You may not be in your wheelhouse, but just from a business perspective, the business model, I'm kind of intrigued by this, but not that I would be launching this, but if someone were to launch a General Assembly location in Vegas or Maui, what's the infrastructure? Do you have any idea what the cost to get, from to open the doors would be?
Something like that? The cost is not cheap.
Yeah, I realize that, but I'm just wondering, any idea what that...
So I wasn't involved in the build out process. Yeah, yeah. So it would be hard for me to, you know, share, you know, specific figures for what that looks like. You know, we have an incredible individual who runs the finances and what the tech build out was, what the corporate real estate is going to cost
pretty
us.
Pretty substantial.
Yeah, pretty substantial. Yeah. So, you know, at the end of the day, you know, we've done a couple different rounds of, you know, venture capital fundraising. Okay. So I think we've raised, you know, approximately $50 million through a Series C up to date. You know, but that being said, you know, the business is growing at such an incredible, you know, clip and rate that, you know, obviously people are kind of lining up at the door to jump on the train.
Talk to us about client acquisition, or how do you all market, or how do you get people to walk through the doors over there?
Yeah. So, you know, I think the biggest opportunity for us to attract new people is really through those one-off workshops and the events. So people hearing about us because, you know, a friend is going to take this, you know, intro to Photoshop class, and they say, hey, do you want to come with me? And they forward the email along. So we have our own, you know, email database of about, you know, 25,000 people here in Atlanta that subscribe. And every Monday we kind of give them a blast of what's coming up over the next couple of weeks. You know, otherwise we do have some, you know, marketing channels where you're going to be present, you know, Facebook, Google AdWords. If you know you're looking for different, you know, code schools or skills like that, you'll probably see some of our ads pop up. But truly, at the end of the day, the best way to experience General Assembly is by coming to campus and visiting us and seeing who we are.
So what does a day in the life look like for Pete?
Business Radio X on Tuesday.
Right? Exactly. That's a great question. You know,
it sounds like you wear a few hats over there.
Wear quite a few hats. And I think it's kind of fun. I think that's, you know, why I like startups, because you're given a lot of responsibility and a lot of different things to do at the end of the day. And you're just told to go and do it. And, you know, you just figure out how to get it done,
What might be on your plate tomorrow? You know, or the next week.
Yeah, let me pull up my calendar. Exactly. Yeah, so tonight we have the.
But I mean, do you oversee these events, or are you in sales and new acquisition of clients? You manage the whole facility,
yes.
Or
yeah? Yeah, exactly. So yes, and yes. So we have a team here of six different great passionate individuals. Okay. So, you know, I oversee all of them. Okay. So we have, you know, an admissions team that makes sure that we have, you know, people that are in the courses and that are actually going to succeed in the courses. Right. We have two individuals there. We have two individuals that actually run the day-to-day operations for each of the classes. One manages the full-time, one manages the part-time that are after hours and on weekends.
All the logistics and scheduling.
The
and
logistics,
stuff,
yeah. The scheduling, the managing, the onboarding, the hiring of the instructors, the student experience at the end of the day, because you know, we'll do happy hours for them. We'll do mid-course meals and celebrations, make sure everything goes off swimmingly. General Assembly is also, you know, very data-driven at the end of the day. So, you know, if an instructor needs to improve in this specific capacity or, you know, change here or there, we can course correct while the course is going, as opposed to just, you know, acquiring and incorporating all of that feedback at the end of the course. So we're very much a data-driven company. You know, our CEO, and got his MBA. And so, you know, we're metrics driven in how we do what we do. And so from that perspective, that also factored into the actual creation of the courses themselves. We actually worked with hiring companies saying, cool, you want to hire a digital marketer? What skills do they need today? You want to hire a developer? What skills do they need today?
Oh, that's good. And so with that being said, you're directing the region, directing the Atlanta office, and where it's going from here. What are some of the things on the horizon for the Atlanta office? Is it adding more courses, or is it going to be incorporating more technology into these courses? Or talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So as the Atlanta market continues to grow, the goal and the idea is that we would just add more courses to the schedule and the frequency of which we're able to run them, in addition to the breadth of them. Right. So we've got some of the more interesting, fun and challenging courses, like a data science course where you have to actually have programming experience. And these people are going to work for Netflix, for example, to build the recommendation engines and doing machine learning and stuff like that, which is, you know, really incredible and cool. You know, that being said, the market for it is nowhere near as largely addressed as something like front end development, where everyone's like, I want to learn how to code. And this is the great intro and foray into, you know, what that looks like to see if it's something that they want to pursue further, you know. So the more demand that we get, the more courses that we're able to offer and the frequency of them. So this summer, we're actually starting our second full-time course, one being the web development, and then the second is also the user experience design. So we'll have those two courses going, you know, full-time. Then there's the opportunity to add on a product management course sometime maybe in 2016, and the sales and business development as well.
So. Now, your title, regional director, is that geographically based, or what's that?
It's a funny and interesting term, because we had this discussion, you know.
Because it's not the Southeast, it's Atlanta, right?
It, so it
it's not
Atlanta.
The Southeast,
so it's
region. It's like the region of between Ponce and Buckhead.
Right, exactly. That's the region that, you know, I lord over at the end of the day. I think it's, you know.
But the question to that would be your... And kind of piggybacks to, I don't know if we were talking about this before, but your online versus classroom, mm-hmm. what's the percentage breakdown there again? Say just for the Atlanta.
Just for Atlanta?
Yeah. Yeah,
the vast majority is going to be on campus.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then, but back to the geography here. So where do, if they're on campus, what's the furthest folks are coming from?
Yeah, no, that's a really interesting question. You know, we do have people that, you know, are commuting from, you know, Noonan, Georgia.
Wow.
You know, we have people coming, you know, 45 minutes and an hour commuting
wow.
every day. You know, we were talking with, you know, a prospective student that might be, you know, coming from Athens, where she lives with her husband and, you know, is working.
I mean, wouldn't that behoove them just to do the online, or what's the trade-off there?
Sure, yeah.
Is some courses are not offered online, or obviously the experiential with the instructor, the classroom environment, or?
So from the consumer's perspective, yeah. you know, there's, you know, a couple different online products. You know, the web circuits teaches you CSS and HTML. So it's kind of the basics of web development. That being said, the full-time course goes into those two, plus three or four different frameworks and more languages at the end of the day.
Right.
It truly preps you for a job as a junior level web developer. You know, the online course is kind of sticking your toe in the water to see and help you in a very much more structured framework, learn some of the basics, because you've probably tried to teach yourself on your own and mm-hmm. you haven't succeeded.
Right.
So with that course, you know, there's a mix of online, but then also there's an accountability where you're actually working with an instructor slash coach
yeah.
to help troubleshoot. And so that, again, you have that accountability where you're checking in with them week after week. And if you don't get the work done, you know, you've got someone that's saying, what happened
looking
here?
You right in the eyeballs, whatever. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah.
You can't just click the mouse or whatever and move on.
Right.
I like that idea you pointed out earlier, that if you do have those extra 15, 18 minutes, a little downtime, you can just dial up and be right there and watch the online course of the video. It's kind of like the Rosetta Stone of the IT world space. Whatever.
And we use a lot of WordPress here in the studio for our blog.
Well, I was going
to
say,
I don't know if that's, is it an online course, or do we have to come down to the Ponce Market there, to Ponce City Market?
Yeah, so the Web Circuits one is online, so you can certainly understand, learn that. You know,
sign me up, Rich.
The little 15-minute courses are kind of a part of the enterprise training, so that's more of the B2B side, so the average consumer wouldn't have access to those. Mm-hmm. It's truly, when it comes to our online, it's that Web Circuits. We've got a free Dash tutorial, which again is just kind of very much sticking a little pinky in the water.
Right.
But then above and beyond that, we have something called Front Row, which is a video library.
I've heard of that.
Yep. Where people,
is that a brand or a platform? Is that y'all's?
That's you know.
Where have I heard that before?
Front Row is, I think, particular to us. I'm not sure if there's anyone else that might use, you know, that name somewhere else.
Yeah.
But you can subscribe. I think it's $50, $60 a month.
Right.
And then you get an access to an entire library of, you know, videos mm-hmm. that... of the education,
because most of our back office platform for the network is based on WordPress, and so, you know, I know this much about what needs to, but there's,
and you're
so
learning
much,
on the fly. You never took a course. You never had someone show you the ins and outs of how it works and why it works, and everything you've learned to date is just by trial and error on your own.
Self-taught,
yeah, that's right. Yeah. So I have to say, talking with Pete Franconi from General Assembly, where they are transforming thinkers into creators, they got the right man for the job over there, I can tell you.
I concur, yeah.
For regional director, if there's any promotion after this region, go to the next region, because you're certainly passionate about what you do and knowledgeable about all things going on over there, not only at the Atlanta campus, but, you know, the General Assembly worldwide. So so definitely
I know we're almost out of time, but I did have maybe you have a question as well, or a wrap-up, but I did have a question on what's your challenge. We talked about all that you're doing, all the hats that you wear. So, you know, what challenges do you face in kind of running the Atlanta facility?
Yeah, so I think the biggest thing here is really about, you know, building the demand and getting the word out to people. Mm-hmm. You know, so in some of our flagship offices, like New York City, for example, where they, you know, have probably 200 to 300 employees.
Oh, yeah, they're so established
ingrained.
There. Yeah.
Again, I think it's just a matter of the snowball effect and
right.
being here for a long enough time where we have enough, you know, boots on the ground and enough alumni out there speaking to, you know, the benefits of this, you know, hands-on education that we're providing. So it's just a matter of time before people, you know, understand. And obviously, you know, a big part of my job is on the business development marketing side. So that's, you know, why I'm able to, you know, come out here and join the show to reach as many potential listeners as I can. So thank you so much for
our pleasure.
This opportunity.
And so make sure that if you're listening and you want to get involved with a boot camp or an online course or immersive program over there where it's a 10 to 12 week program where you can go every day, please go to the website. Share with our listeners some ways they can find you or get in touch with you, find out more information about it, and also that meet and greet you have coming up.
Yeah, absolutely. So you can, you know, find us on the web at ga.co. There you'll be able to navigate through and find a slew of different courses that you can actually request more information about. And then our admissions team will actually reach out to you to understand, you know, what your objectives, what your goals are, and help find the right course for you. Because, you know, oftentimes, you know, what people think is right for them might not be the right course at the end of the day. So we're pretty prescriptive in that. We don't just say, oh, cool, you want this course? Here, we're going to give it to you. Yeah. We want to make sure that everyone's set up for success. You know, you can find us on, you know, Twitter at GA. We're also on Instagram. We've got a local Atlanta Twitter and local Atlanta Instagram.
What are those?
At underscore GA Atlanta in both instances. So yeah, you can definitely follow
us
there.
That's interesting. Instagram for, or what are you taking pictures of?
Oftentimes it's, you know, our campus at the end of the day. It's, you know, pretty picturesque down there. It's a very cool.
So people can get a good inside look at the classroom layout, the campus, and everything through Instagram. You know, that's a great platform to use there. So so the website, the Twitter handle, you're on Facebook as well. So social media is a big platform for y'all.
Yes, absolutely. And then, you know, otherwise, if you have any questions, you can either email us at atlanta@ga.co or you can email me personally, pete@ga.co.
pete@ga.co.
Yep.
What was your home address, social security number, one more time? Yeah.
Any courses you're going to sign up for? Anything that you want to take? Again, I mean, you were a one-time student there, so
I would love to take them all.
He knows it all. He's a know-it-all. Yeah.
He's running the show.
I would love to take them all in truth. I just wish I had more time on my plate. So,
Well, and we mentioned in scope, how many courses in total are being offered? I don't know if you mentioned that number roughly.
Yeah, so I think it's about 14 different courses that we've built from the ground up. Dang. You know, four full-time and, you know, roughly 10 to 12. We're always kind of changing and adding new courses as we go. But in terms of the workshops and the events, it's probably close to the hundreds, if not thousands.
So whether you are an active student looking to get hired, or you're in a working somewhere looking to advance your own career, or perhaps you know, want to go to your employer and say, hey, I want to take this course to make me more of an asset to you and the company here, General Assembly can provide all that for you.
Or if your name is Rich Casanova and you were self-taught on WordPress and really screwed things up, then you can go back over there and figure it out the way it should be done. No, well, Pete, thanks for being here. We'll see you next time. Rich Casanova and
Ryan McPherson.